We live in a region full of smaller cities and towns, lacking many big city amenities. Eugene, I'm not talking to you at the moment. A common big city amenity is a medical school. Now, Klamath Falls is stepping up in the world with the announcement of a joint venture to help train physicians with Oregon Health Sciences University. OHSU and Sky Lakes Medical Center in Klamath Falls are moving ahead with plans to set up training at Sky Lakes, managed by OHSU. Let's get the details from the two chiefs involved. Paul Stewart is the CEO at Sky Lakes Medical Center in Klamath Falls. Paul, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Good morning.
And Dr. Jenny Mladenovic is, let's see if I can get this right the first time, Mladenovic is the executive vice president and provost at Oregon Health Sciences University. Dr. Mladenovic, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Paul, tell us about how this process got rolling, please.
Well, we've had a long-term partnership with OHSU in training family medicine residents here in Klamath Falls. We opened that program nearly two decades ago and have a pretty successful track record of training physicians who desire and are prepared to practice in a rural environment. And again, that's been a partnership with OHSU and has been very successful. Our thinking is that we ought to be able to apply this to other disciplines within the healthcare professions and do so in a clinical setting that also presents an opportunity to train a variety of providers in an interprofessional model. OHSU is very engaged in helping fulfill their statewide mission and sees a role in helping train providers in a rural environment that hopefully will also go practice in a rural environment. Even if they don't, it's a very enriching experience. As you alluded to, rural environments don't have the resource depth or breadth that's often present in an urban environment, and the training experience requires a lot more interdependency, and I think it'll be good for all providers at the end of the day.
All right, so I want to understand again the difference between what's going to happen and what is happening now.
So right now we do have a three-year residency program for family medicine. There are 24 family medicine residents that are graduates of medical school getting their residency training in a rural environment. That's been in existence. The new program will augment that in conjunction with OHSU's Rural Health Campus to provide student rotations of medical students, dental students, and a variety of other healthcare disciplines that will receive some of their training down here in a clinical rural environment. And our hope eventually is that Oregon Institute of Technology will also use this as a springboard to add additional health profession degrees to their complement that will also be trained in this type of setting.
Dr. Mladenovic, are all those people trained at OHSU now? I mean, how centralized is everything in Portland? Is it scattered at all elsewhere?
So OHSU is an institution that has five separate healthcare professional schools, and the majority of that training in the past has been done on the Hill in Portland. But if we really want to enhance our providers of the future, they need to be off the Hill in the rural communities. And Oregon really is a state of either a few cities or a rural community. And so to do that, we had to find a wonderful partner like Paul Stewart and Sky Lakes and the Klamath Falls community that would help us decide how we should move forward. So over the last 3 years, we've been committed to developing our campus for rural health. And while the seat of the campus is in Klamath Falls because it's been such a successful long-term partnership, the rural campus will really envelop the whole state. And for the first time ever, all of our deans have committed that all of our students, which is about 600 students per year, will undergo a rural experience for part of their education. And that is a pretty aggressive, committed, novel approach for which we really do need strong partnerships. In addition, for many years, certainly when I trained as a physician, we were trained in silos, and we were trained only as doctors or only as nurses. And we know now that the healthcare environment requires that practitioners of all types be able to work at the top of their license and that they work in teams. And so this entire campus is an interprofessional campus where all of the OHSU types of students will participate, But in addition, our partnership with OIT and Sky Lakes that has been ongoing, we will have additional students from OIT in which they already have very active healthcare programs. We have had a nursing campus in addition to our residency program at OIT for a number of years. So it's perfectly positioned to be the seat of our campus for rural health. And it's not just about educating for the future. It's about figuring out how we deliver care differently, because it is different than when you have a density of providers on the Hill, as Paul did a wonderful job of describing. And we need to understand how to do that, how to leverage technology for the future, and how to work with the community so that they can help us better understand the need to create a healthier community.
We're talking about a new joint venture between Sky Lakes Medical Center in Klamath Falls and Oregon Health Sciences University. Dr. Jenny Mladenovic is the Executive Vice President and Provost at OHSU. Paul Stewart is CEO at Sky Lakes Medical Center. You can join the discussion on the exchange at 800-838-3760 over the phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So, Dr. Mladenovic, do I understand you to say that everyone will now rotate through in their medical training? They'll end up at some rural campus?
They will. In the past, you know, OHSU has been very well known for its rural experiences and its rural scholars. We've had a number of unique programs, but they haven't applied to all students. And so we believe that it's critical that our students understand the difference in healthcare delivery and where they work. And so, yes, every single one of our students will now have a rural experience.
Paul Stewart, give us a sense of what it is like, though, to try to attract doctors and other healthcare professionals to a rural area like the Klamath Basin. Does it take some arm twisting?
Absolutely. It's a very difficult challenge that all rural communities struggle with. In this country, you know, our education has predominantly been centralized in urban markets, and the graduates of those programs tend to remain in those urban markets. And so it's a feature of the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, in a sense. So for us to find a candidate who's wanting to practice in a small town and wanting to practice in an environment where they are going to be one of only a few in that specialty is definitely difficult. The success we've experienced with the family medicine program is we do a good job matching residents on the front end to find those who have a specific interest in the type of program that we have and who have a desire to serve the underserved in rural environments, and over 80% of our graduates end up going on to practice in small communities throughout the country. And we think if we, again, can build upon that success and do this type of rural training in other disciplines, we'll help make that recruitment to rural communities just a little bit easier going forward.
So you kind of open some eyes along the way to, hey, you know, life in a small town is actually pretty good.
Yeah, there's pluses and minuses to everywhere we live, and we just have to learn to make the best of it. And our problem is often that we don't get the chance to expose them to the beauty and the real family atmosphere of small town living.
Dr. Mladenovic, was there any shopping around, any thought of doing this in a place other than Klamath Falls, Burns, or Pendleton, or some other place?
Well, we will have pods throughout the state, but it made ultimate sense to be in Klamath Falls since we already had a long-term partnership and such great leaders in our medical arena. So it just made sense to see if we could partner with Klamath Falls. And I think over the 3 years we've been working on this, it's just blossomed into a wonderful partnership. And I think Paul made the point very well, which is that even if students end up not practicing in rural areas, they will understand how to work with physicians, nurses, other healthcare providers, and patients from rural area. And some of them, as we've already seen from our evaluations of our students that have come through since last September, some of them actually will have their hearts and minds changed because it's such a wonderful, warm experience in the small communities.
I understand you're still a few million dollars away from even breaking ground. Is that right, Paul Stewart?
That's right. We've set a target for this project of raising $50 million. That will include the ability to construct a new four-story building that will house both clinical space and educational support space. In addition, that fundraising will fund a new dean for the rural health campus of OHSU and also provide some sustainability support for the educational programs that will be included there. So we anticipate that fund drive to take between 12 and 24 months. Our best case scenario is to break ground on the building probably in the summer of 2018. That would be our target right now.
Okay. So the first students coming through, 2019, 2020, somewhere in there?
Well, we actually have students on rotation in the community now. We're just accommodating them in other settings. We've had 38 students come down from OHSU since last October. Our hope, of course, is to grow that to the numbers that Jenny's talking about, and that will require more support space. We'll only be able to do that gradually or between the now and when the building is constructed.
Jenny Mladenovic, give me a sense of whether there's been any resistance in the medical training world to establishing something like a dean for rural health. Has there been a lot of harumphing that medicine is medicine and it doesn't matter where you do it?
Absolutely not, actually. I think that while that could be possible in other institutions, one of the great things about OHSU is that it has this commitment to the rural arena of our state and understanding better how to deliver health care. So actually, there has not been any resistance. I think what's most amazing is that this is a very unique approach where students of different disciplines who actually don't usually see each other until they're long into practice come together early. And part of their experiences that they see patients together, that's true, but in addition, they engage with the community around a community project to improve the health of the community. And the comments from the students has been, oh, we really get what happens and how the other professions contribute to healthcare. So I think it's been very successful, and the students and the faculty at Klamath Falls are making it successful. We did begin a pilot at Klamath Falls as the seat, as Paul noted, last October, and our second pilot was in Coos Bay, and we will be expanding again throughout the state, but the dean and the leadership for the rural experiences in the rural campus will be in Klamath Falls.
Okay, and Paul Stewart, by this point, anybody's thinking, well, okay, what do I get out of this as a patient? So let's look at that part of it. I mean, what kinds of medical services will be available when all is set up in Klamath Falls that is not currently available in the Klamath Basin?
Well, that's a great question, you know, and I think, you know, one of the beauties, but also one of the anxiety-producing factors of being innovative is we don't have all those answers yet. We're doing this in a way that is designed to help meet the healthcare needs of the future, and we envision actually creating healthcare professionals that don't exist today, that will be able to succeed in a team-based environment and function with different skill levels. That said, I think what we envision is augmenting, building upon a strong primary care base with other what I would call mid-level providers, additional nurse practitioners, physician assistants, engaging marriage and family therapy, substance abuse disorder counselors, a variety of other disciplines that while they're represented in our community, they are definitely underrepresented. And that's going to make it easier for patients to get the holistic care that they need without having to travel out of town.
What does this do for jobs in the Klamath Basin? Does it create new ones?
It absolutely does. We do see this as an investment in economic development as well. having a university in town is a critical asset to our community. We want to see that university continue to grow in partnership with OHSU. Our hope is to attract more and more students and eventually grow more faculty and create more spin-off jobs associated with that educational process. And we also think at the end of the day, this will make our community much more attractive to other businesses and help, you know, sort of put us on the map and continue our economic growth.
Jenny Mladenovic, the OHSU certainly seems to be scattering in a bunch of places across Oregon. We hear the name more in rural areas over time. Is this sort of a new beachhead and you'll stay here for a while, or are there other places you're still looking out to extend?
Nope, we're here to stay. And we will extend throughout the state. As you know, OHSU does see 96,000 miles as the campus. And I think that we are committed to rural health in a way that we've never been. It is time for innovation, and what Paul mentioned about Klamath Falls being the seed is also a place where we will innovate. For instance, OIT has an ultrasound training program, trains many of our technicians throughout the state. Well, it just so happens that the wave of training the next provider is that we need to train in point-of-care ultrasound to take health care out to the community. So in many ways, it's a chance to innovate. We are committed to Klamath Falls for the long time, for the long term. We are actually working with the community to build sustainable housing for our students and visiting providers who might come to learn new skills, such as point-of-care ultrasound. So, yes, this is a long-term commitment, and it's really very important for the next generation of healthcare providers.
Paul Stewart, we've got about half a minute left, but it's been a couple of exciting years for your hospital. It was Merle West Medical Center not that long ago, and big things seem to keep happening.
Well, we envision ourselves being the largest employer in town as also being an economic asset, and we know that for us to improve both the health of our community and also the cultural environment, we've got to be constantly changing and growing. And so we've tried to help be an asset, if you will, stimulate the community to change the very fabric of who we are and make our community stronger and ultimately make it healthier in many aspects, not just physical health, but mental health, temporal health, and everything. And we feel like we've needed to help provide the leadership to do that.
More coming to the Sky Lakes campus. Watch this space. Paul Stewart is the CEO at Sky Lakes Medical Center in Klamath Falls. Jenny Mladenovic is the Executive Vice President and Provost at Oregon Health Sciences University. Thank you both for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Welcome. Thanks.